Swung on, hit deep, right center field. Going back is Wade. He's looking up. That ball is gone. A two-run shot for Bryce Harper. Number 13 on the year. And he puts two more on the board for the Phils. Woo-hoo. Some insurance, and the Phils with a four-run lead.
Well, if there is ever a silver lining to losing two out of three to the Angels, it's that. Bryce Harper had himself a weekend. Three home runs, including that one on Saturday. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, the obvious question is Bryce back?
I think he's back.
Yeah?
I think he's comfortable. It was, to me, the reason why Bryce was in the groove that he was in, because he was trying to find his way. His conversation, I think he was talking to TK about this. Even before I left, his conversation was about, hey, I'm one of the best players to play.
He had that big game when they won in San Francisco, right? And that's when he had those
had
quotes.
That Ricky Bobby moment. Yes. I'm one of the best there is. Yeah. He wake up in the morning, I just pee excellence. Yeah. He had one of those moments. And that's what you want to hear. Because a lot of times it's for athletes, especially athletes of his caliber, you have to be centered.
Yep.
You have to feel good about where you are as far as your body feels and everything like that. And you could tell when he came back, when he was talking about his wrist, he was kind of, you know, unsure. I don't know. You know, they said this is as good as it's going to get. You know, I'm ad-libbing a little bit, but you get where I'm coming from. And then a couple days later, as a matter of fact, he came back and he was like, I'm one of the best there is. He's feeling good about where he is right now.
I think the only question for me with Harper is, does he feel good, right? Like when we had these discussions in May about Bryce, when his numbers were a little bit down compared to where they usually are, I wasn't worried the first couple weeks of those discussions. I'm like, he's Bryce Harper. If Bryce Harper's healthy, Bryce Harper is going to hit. He's going to put up numbers. He's going to produce because that's what he does and has done it for 14 years in the major leagues now. The only question with Bryce Harper is he healthy? And the one, so Lewis brought us back one of the home runs over the weekend. The one, I think it was Friday, the one, because I'm picturing the City Connect, the one he like tomahawked, it was a high pitch, and he swung, and he really had to adjust his arm and his swing path as the pitch was coming, because it was high. I mean, I think it was a ball he swung at, but he kind of tomahawked it out. That made me feel better than anything I've seen from Bryce the entire season, because you got to, you know, Hugh, to hit a pitch up by your letters, up by your chest, you got to really be able to move your wrist. Like, it's not just like a free-flowing, you know, it's a pitch over the middle, you just kind of swing it. Like, he had to adjust his hands and, like, get his hands up and then hit it out. Like, that, to me, showed his wrist is feeling good. And he said, this is the best my wrist has felt in a while. That, it was very encouraging the way he hit this weekend.
Yeah, and we've all said that in order for us to go anywhere, we're going to need Bryce. You know, you're going to need Bryce Harper to do Bryce Harper things. Now they just have to fix other parts of this lineup to help go along with Bryce.
Yeah, I mean, from the beginning, I feel like, you know, before the Harper injury became a thing, it felt like you kind of knew what you had with three players. You knew what you had with Turner, who's had a solid season. Schwarber's had the best season, and he was an all-star for a reason, and he's pushing to just get even more money this offseason. And Harper, and it's everybody else that's the question mark. And that's why, as I sit here on this Monday, I don't believe the Phillies are a lock to make the playoffs. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. It's interesting. This happens once in a while on the show where people who call in, the callers will say, we'll have a kind of one feel, and then people online will have a different feel. So I'd say most of our callers today say the Phillies are a lock so far, most of our callers. 59% of people responding on Twitter today say the Phillies are not a lock to make the playoffs. That's interesting, because I feel like a lot of times our callers are more optimistic and the Twitter people are more pessimistic. Today, it's a little bit of a flip.
Well, I guess part of that is because most people are thinking in this space practical. You know, nothing's guaranteed. Because I guess most people are looking at it literally saying, hey, well, you know, nothing's guaranteed. And then they're looking at the standings. They are very, very closely grouped together.
It's close.
Very, very closely grouped together.
I just, so, yeah. You know, if the Phil, I wish the Phillies were 4 up on the Mets, 5 up on the Mets. I wish they were, you know, in a spot where you feel like, all right, they've got some cushion here. They've got no cushion. They're a half up. And then the wild card to me is very bunched. There's a lot of good teams. They're 4 wins clear of the Reds. That's the team that's in that, you know, right underneath the last spot. But look, the Dodgers are going to go to the playoffs. Chicago's probably going to go to the playoffs. The Mets or Phillies, one of them will get a spot. Milwaukee has suddenly been the hottest team in baseball.
Yeah.
They they've tied the Cubs to the best record in the league. So now they're in the mix as maybe a team that's going to grab a spot. That only leaves a couple wild card spots. Where do you come down? Terrence in Springfield up on WIP. Hey, Terrence.
Terrence.
Yo, Lewis, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Man, you guys hit right on my point, man. They're not a lock right now to make the playoffs. Everybody is closely bunched up right now. And this is the problem with the Phillies. They're not consistent. And I feel like there's only so much your starting pitchers could do. We saw it last night with Rangers, and we saw this whole series. I feel like when the Phillies see their aces get rocked, I feel like they get shell-shocked. And it comes at the worst times if the bats get cold. And the Robert signing, I don't like it. Like, this guy hasn't pitched, Jody said, last September?
Yeah, he hasn't pitched this season. He was waiting for a contract, Will. And, I mean,
yeah, he
Terrence,
get paid.
He didn't get it, so he just kind of held out until someone paid him.
Joey's not even up to speed. He hasn't been playing competitive baseball since last September. That doesn't tickle my fancy at all, no.
Don't tickle his fancy.
We need more. I feel like that Dombrowski, this is the problem with this guy. He gets so content with these guys because they're in first place. This happened last year. They were tethering first place all the way to the end of the season. They're playing 500 baseball. Then they stumbled in the playoffs playing bad baseball. Then they got rocked out of the baseball out of the playoffs by the Mets. So, no, they're not a lot, man. There's too many good teams right now. There are teams, like you said, Milwaukee's getting hot. You got San Diego. You got the Dodgers. Right now, it's too close to be getting comfortable. And we know that this team for the last 3 years, it's been the same team. We have made no moves. It's on Dombrowski, man. He has to make some moves to shore up this team in the bullpen and bring some bats in the outfield. To me, it's not a lot. And the team they can go to an epic collapse if that doesn't happen. So, no, not a lot.
Yeah, I need a sense of urgency out of the players and the front office, Terrence.
Man, there's no urgency,
I know.
Man.
I'm looking at a team that since June 1st is under 500. Like that. That's not a lock. I mean, you got to play better than that the rest of the way. Otherwise, someone's going to catch you.
Yeah, and so one more thing, man. The top of the lineup, like, we know they have time, but they get cold, not consistent. The rest of the lineup is horrible. We need some back ASAP to bring some more balance to this lineup. So when the other guys get cold, then we got some other players that can step up, man.
Yeah, the bottom of the order right now is a disaster. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. I mean, JT, I think, has been better the last month and a half, and I feel better about JT. But Castellanos is what he is. We know Bohm is hurt right now. And then when it comes to the Kepler and Stott situation, you're not getting anything. I mean, you're getting zero out of those guys.
Yeah, man. And to me, Schwarber, you can't depend on a Schwarber home run every game. And I mean, I know he said Bryce is looking like he's back. But I'm not. To me, I want to see a little bit more from Bryce because I know he's still getting in the groove of things. So I know I want to see a little bit more of the Bryce, man. So to make me more confident and him being back.
Yeah, well, they need Bryce to get hot for an extended period, not just a weekend. And Terrence, we appreciate the phone call.
Appreciate you.
That's for sure. All right, Hugh. There's a couple things that happened last week that I want to throw at you because you know you were telling us about
the Cope. You're talking about that Cope place.
Well, let's get there. So there's three things that happened last week that I need Hugh Douglas's take on. All right, this is kind of like
not that Cope place.
In review with Hugh Douglas. All right, so two things that happened on the show, and then one that did not happen on the show, but we talked about it. Hugh, the audience needs the Hugh Douglas take on the Coldplay concert situation.
You need to, like, listen. How can I say this and not sound? I mean,
just say what you're thinking.
I mean, I'm just kind of wondering, like, what did the HR lady, what's she bringing to the take? Like,
well, I mean, I could guess a few things. I mean, if we're going there, I mean,
what because, do you mean? Listen. I saw the man's wife. She ain't no bad-looking lady.
Yeah, some would say it was a downgrade.
Yeah, and the Coldplay lady, it's like, I was just like, dang. She got him in a stranglehold somehow. And I was just kind of wondering why. I was just like, to be honest, like, she's not, like, don't get me wrong. She's not a bad-looking lady.
This is my fault. We've gone down this path now.
No, but it's like, your wife ain't no slouch. And that was my first thought. Like, what the Coldplay lady doing? Like, what's she doing? Like, what the HR lady got going on? Like, that was my first
Nothing now, because the CEO has lost his job. Would he resign yesterday or the weekend?
Not sure. And somebody said that...
It's undefeated.
Somebody said his statement was made by AI or something, that thing that they put out.
That was fake, the statement?
That's right.
He blamed Coldplay in the statement.
Yeah, and then he quoted the lyrics at the end, I'll try to fix it. Like, if that was this guy, you can't be quoting Coldplay.
What was your reaction when you saw... Like, they went down like they got shot. Yes. I mean, it was the most awkward, clear as day, like they did something wrong. They ran away.
Okay, it was a couple thoughts that I had. Uh-oh. Like, whatever plans they had for later on that evening,
canceled.
They were done.
Well, the phone was blowing up in 10 seconds.
Like, dog, you're sitting there. You can tell neither one of them knew how to play it off. Like, if anything, you added more to it because of the way you reacted to it.
It was one of the worst I got caught faces I've ever seen in anything.
Then immediately, stuff started, the internet started going crazy. Like, and another thing I said, I'm not big on bands, but I don't think Coldplay been hot for a while. like real talk.
Well, they're hotter now. People are talking about them.
They're hot now.
By accident, yeah.
I don't think Coldplay been hot for a while. So, okay, this is just, I wouldn't have done that, but if I did, and if I got caught on film, I have to wait. Okay, how popular is Coldplay? And if I act like it's cool, then who's going to see me? Like, and then on top of that, this is when your mind had to start working. Okay, say for instance, your wife did see it. Oh, babe, my bad. She was cold.
Oh, no, stop.
Listen, I'm going to try.
No, wow, there's no shot. There's no shot that works.
Babe, she was cold. I know it looked uncomfortable, but
Listen,
I'm going to go ahead and try that. I'm going to go ahead and spin that lie somehow. I'm going to have to, because your life is over. At that point,
of course,
it's a wrap.
There's no shot anyone's buying she was cold. It's summer.
It's getting cold in those venues, though.
It was outside.
I would have tried to spin it. And I looked at her just like this.
It's 87 degrees out.
I'd have looked at my wife just like this, and I'm like, listen, babe, you know me. She's the HR lady. What was I supposed to do? She was cold.
You go buy her a coat.
She was cold.
Go buy her a sweatshirt and memorabilia.
And I'd be like, well, you know what? I was about to do that.
Oh, yeah. But then,
can you make eye contact with the camera when you say it?
Listen, baby. She was cold. And I know how it looks. I'm not sleeping with that lady. No. No.
Oh, man.
No.
No shot.
No, it's not going to slide. And at that point, you're probably getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing you can do about that. And she's leaving. I mean, but I'm going to stick to that story because I'm going to lose. Like, listen, you can't lose your job and your wife in the same night.
Well, and also he was a CEO of a huge company.
That's what I'm saying.
He took hours left and right.
I'm trying to save one of those. Like, it's going to start with the wife. The wife is my first save. If that don't work, I got to save my job. Like,
you can't be without a job and a wife.
You know what I mean? Because, as a man, that's a bad place to be.
Yeah, well, he's there now.
He's there. Yeah. Somebody need to do a wellness check on him, too. Like, seriously, because that's a lot. You went from the CEO of a company to broken desk, too, because why taking half that bread? She's taking a house.
Well, and then did you see the part of the video where I think the woman that was with them, she was even embarrassed? They all just played it off so poorly.
Yeah.
All you had to do was not react. No one would have even noticed you.
I'd have been like, listen, in the camp, looking straight at you, listen. I don't know what you saw, but it wasn't what you think it was.
Yeah, no one's buying that.
It was cold.
No one's. Lewis, is anyone buying that?
I don't think
no
so.
No one's buying that. No,
I'm cracking up back here.
No, you get punched in the face. So. But you gotta try to spin a lie somehow.
Yeah. I mean, you can, but it was so obvious what was going on.
He was dead.
It was so obvious.
He was dead in the water.
Yeah, it was dead
in the water.
All right. Two other things from last week need your take on. Number two. Hugh, on the 2 days that Kyle sat in your seat and was in last week, we had a giveaway and we played Q's Clues.
Uh-huh.
And Kyle was bragging for two straight days that his clues are way better than yours. So how do you feel about that? That your clues?
I don't care. My clues are thought-provoking.
Well, I mean, people are usually thinking of how angry they are at you.
They hate them, but I have thought-provoking clues.
Yeah.
And I just can't help it. I'm a deep thinker, man.
Is that what it is?
Now I'm drinking this wine. I'm drinking these exciting whites. I'm about to take this thing to the next level. It's obvious.
There's another level to Hughes' clues.
There's another level to Hughes' clues.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I'm just saying.
Last thing I wanted to get your take on. So I'm sure you probably saw some of it because we did it all week. So last week we did the quarter century week, right? So every day we did a different one. Like Al was on Monday and he gave us his top five Flyers.
Shout out to Al.
Last 25 years. Then we did the top five Eagles last 25 years. By the way, we had a little bit of a discussion of how far down the list of Eagles.
I think I was listening to that show.
Until he was on we have to get to you. Yeah, and it was. I think Ruben said he has to, he counted like 30 Eagles the last 25 years before Hugh Douglas's name came up.
And that's fine. To be, it's like, that right there, to be even mentioned in the top 30, or hell, the top 50, because when we were talking about it, I said at least in the top 50.
Well, you should be top 50
with,
last 25
with,
years.
The story
Otherwise,
franchise.
Otherwise, you're getting buried.
Well, yeah, I mean, but the franchise, as many great players come through. You know, I did not know there's only four defensive ends in the Eagles Hall of Fame. Only four. And guess who's one of them?
Hugh Douglas?
Your boy. Your boy's one of them. So,
that,
yeah,
that's pretty impressive. That's pretty good.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that until somebody brought it to my attention.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, BG's going. You know,
so
obviously, BG,
five,
it'll be five. It'll be five. But, yeah, you're talking about
Well,
Clyde,
you're
going
to hold on to that one for a while,
I got that. I got that, man. I mean, listen, to come from New York, like New York wasn't a slouch playing for the Jets.
Well, the team was.
But to come to a legacy team like the Eagles and be considered one of the greatest Eagles, I don't care if I was the 55th, I'm still one of them. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's cool.
Okay.
It's cool.
Now I need your take on how the quarter century week played out in totality. So we had the voting. So we had the people here, at our staff, right, our teammates at WIP voted. And then we had the listeners vote. And on Friday, we unveiled the top five overall in the last 25 years. Now, this is every sport. It's all every athlete in Philadelphia the last 25 years. And here is how the voting came down. Brian Dawkins was number one.
Rightfully so.
AI number two.
Okay.
Kelsey three. Lane Johnson four. And before I tell you who number five was, Hugh, those top four, they clearly got the most votes. Like, no matter what we did with the voting.
Kelsey was higher than Lane?
They were close, but Kelsey was higher than Lane. But but there was a lock those four were going to make it. As the votes started coming in, I was counting them during the week. It's pretty clear all those four were going to make it. The fifth spot on Friday was very close, and it was between Chase Utley and Jalen Hurts. And really, those Phillies guys split the votes. A lot of people voted J-Roll. A lot of people voted Utley. A lot of people voted Howard. But Utley got slightly more than the other guys, so it became that. Hurts ended up winning. What do you make of Dawkins, Iverson, Kelsey, Lane, Hurts as the top five of the last 25 years?
Well, Dawkins timely because of what Dawk meant to the city, in my opinion. Like, I was there. I mean, you know, so I'm a little bit biased. That's my team.
I think Dawk belongs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no question about that.
AI, I thought, belonged.
Definitely, because that was in the same era. I'm surprised that Kelsey is higher than Lane. I'm a little bit surprised that not, and this is not throwing any shade at Jason Kelsey, but when you talk about the body of work that Lane has had in the NFL, like, I don't think people understand. And I'm going to say it as simply as possible. And again, this is not throwing any shade at Jason. But Jason has protection on both sides of him when he's out there playing center. Now, he's one of the best centers in the game, no question about that. But his success is predicated on what other guys do to help him do his job. Because I played with Hank Fraley, Honey Bun. Honey Bun was one of the smallest, bad-built centers that you ever seen, but he could play.
Yeah, right.
But he had protection on both sides. Lane is on an island. Lane had 2 years where he didn't give up a sack.
Which is remarkable.
Like, it's remarkable. Like, this is where, you know, I'm everybody's entitled to their opinion and to feel the way that you feel. But this is where people really don't understand what they're watching.
I had Lane my number one overall. Yeah, I put him at the top.
Buddy had... And when you think about the people, like, think about it like this, people. Lane going up against probably a Hall of Fame lineman every week or seeing somebody that's considered a Hall of Fame caliber player.
Well, think about what he typically does when he faces Micah Parsons.
Yes.
And Mike is a great player. And typically, Micah is not – he doesn't wreck the game against the Eagles.
No, he doesn't. Like, this is where it's lost. Like, what he does – you could put Lane, if I was starting offensive line, my obviously Trey would be my backside tackle, and he would be the front side. because you ain't got to worry about that. No slight to Joey Malata because he handles his business too. But, you know, this the old school cat.
I'll tell you, he was a very good player.
But when you talk about having two guys on your line that you ain't got to have no tight end chipping. You don't have to have no back coming off. They just handled their business on their own. They're just two guys going up against your best guys. Do you know how much you can do with that offensive line? Like, that's to me, Lane should have been higher.
So I agree with you. So I had Lane higher. But Lane and Kelce both made. Now the fifth spot. Hugh, it was so close to voting that on Friday we basically let the callers decide. They got to be the tiebreaker on Friday. And Hurts beat out Chase Utley for the fifth spot in the list.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what struck me about it. Hugh, I was very surprised that when the final voting was tallied, none of those Phillies made it. I felt like the list should have had
one of
the Phillies that won the World Series.
Philly,
right? Like, and pick your favorite, whether it be Howard, Rollins, Utley. I thought one of them should have been on the list. None of them made it. I think they split the vote. But I was amazed last week at the amount of people that it feels like for every national person that maybe knocks Jalen down a peg. The appetite here for our fans, our listeners, to raise Hurts up. It's like the two sides of a scale. Like every time someone knocks him, like the Cam Newton thing, right? People here want to lift him up. And he got lifted. I mean, that's to be one of the top five athletes voted on here in the last 25 years is an enormous. Think about how you just said it, how many great players there have been.
Mm-hmm.
Utley, Rollins, Howard. I mean, you could go any of the other Eagles you want to pick. Donovan. Hurts got in over all of them. What do you make of that?
That's pretty impressive. I think because we're so close to it, and we live in an era now where everybody has something to say, so much so that we have to start looking at the people and wondering what angle are you working? You know what I mean? And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate that we are in a space now when we do sports talk. We talk about anything. We have to wonder, where is your analysis coming from? Where's the hatred coming from? Where's the vitriol coming from? And I think that's the space that Jalen's in now. Because you can't have a conversation about Jalen without it being heated. Or it becomes, okay, you hear somebody say something about him, and it's like, okay, where are you really coming from when you say where you come from? Because I try to keep it simple and pure. Every quarterback has certain skill set that makes them who they are.
Yep.
And you put talent around that quarterback to accentuate his skill set. Joe Montana is a perfect example. Like, he didn't play with a whole bunch of Hall of Famers, but he had some Hall of Famers on his squad. And it was a lot of crossing routes, a lot of handing off to the fullback, a lot of, you know, dink and dunk plays. To accentuate the fact that he didn't have a strong arm.
Well, he was deadly accurate, but didn't have a strong arm.
But he didn't have a strong arm.
Yeah, that's what he was.
You know, and he benefited tremendously for that. I feel like we are in a space now that in order for us to feel right about whatever position we take with Jalen, we throwing in stuff that, to me, is really it's you shouldn't be throwing in. Like, when you said, like, I heard what Cam said, and he said something to the effect that, well, I don't know because of the talent around him. Well, heck, Cam.
Self-edit? A little self-edit on Monday?
Like, you always try to put talent around. This is the equivalent. This is how I feel about all this. That's just like me saying, if I played with better defensive linemen, if I played with Pro Bowl defensive linemen, I would be a Hall of Famer, right? I can't use that because.
Maybe you would have been.
Okay, maybe, but it didn't happen that way.
No, it did not.
I played the cards I was dealt, and I played with a hell of a group of guys that I played with. But am I sitting here talking about, well, you know, I could have been better if I played with Warren Sapp? Or,
feels like a poll question. Would Hugh Douglas have been a Hall of Famer or better teammates?
No, but I'm just saying, I would have been a better player if I'd have played with a Warren Sapp or what's the other one he played? Simeon Rice or somebody like that or Michael Strahan on the other side. Man, play the hands you're dealt. Jalen has been blessed to be in a position, in a situation that there ain't a quarterback on this planet wouldn't give to have. And he's taken full advantage of it.
Sure has. Are you surprised he got in over all those Phillies?
Nah.
I was surprised. Maybe I should stop being surprised because people want to vote him in and all these
things.
Well,
no, because, listen, man, This is a football town.
Eagles and a Sixer Phillies.
This is a football town. No disrespect to baseball, but we get through baseball to get ready for football season. Most of us do. Like you have the diehard baseball fans that are calling and talk baseball, but let's be honest. We watch baseball to get ready for football season.
Well, that used to be a thing. Like yeah. The Phillies get you to training camp.
You know what I mean? And our quarterback in 5 seasons, this is the thing that I don't think people realize. And Cam probably doesn't realize it because he's in the Georgia. And you know, shout out to Cam. He's doing his thing. 5 seasons, 2 Super Bowl appearances, 1 Super Bowl MVP, 1 Super Bowl win.
Those are facts right there.
5 years, regardless of how we got here, that's what happened.
215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls here. Your reaction to how the top 5 finished. The Phillies, are they a lock to make the playoffs? On the other side as well, some things Bryce Harper said this weekend that caught our attention. One about Schwarber's impending free agency, and one about Bryce's thought, who I think it's time to have a real conversation about his struggles and where his career is going as a Philly. That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.